Welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. We are here on bettingpros.com, and we're always being brought to you by BetMGM here across wherever you get your podcasts, or now the video portion of this podcast on YouTube. Well, another good day, and this has been a pretty good run here for the last 7-8 days, and now dating back to last Sunday, we're now 27-13 on the podcast for our plays, so up a lot of units. And yesterday, again, a really good day. We get basketball right with Michigan's comeback against Wisconsin. That was an epic collapse by the Badgers, but hey, we'll take it. Michigan minus one. We got that correct. The Vegas Golden Knights, 1-0. How about that? So everyone cashed. If you got 6.5, you got 6, you got 5.5. Everyone cashed on the under for two of the more highly potent offenses. I'm telling you, Marc-Andre Fleury, he is playing incredible hockey right now. And Robin Leonard got hurt. And when you have Flower standing on his head like this, I mean, this is the Vezina Trophy version of Marc-Andre Fleury and the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, we got some hot teams right now in the pro ranks that we're just going to ride, because until they kick us off, we'll just keep on riding what's happening. And we're seeing the board right with Vegas, seeing the board right with the Utah Jazz. And so it's just, you know, we aren't the only ones. I mean, they're just picking it up and putting it down. So another good win for the Vegas Golden Knights after beating San Jose on the road. And now they get a home win, and they'll take on Colorado again. They got a couple of really big games coming up here this week that we'll be involved with for sure. So we got hockey right. We got the lone college basketball game right. And then we did pretty well with the Daytona 500. So Ryan Blaney did not come in the top three. That was wrong. Denny Hamlin does not come in the top three. That also was wrong, but we got the Ford with McDowell's victory. We got the Ford to win the Daytona 500. That's a plus 210 hit for us. And then at minus 115 odds, Kevin Harvick to come in the top 10. That also hit. So a 2-2 mark in NASCAR. We're up for NASCAR. We're perfect with our other two half unit wagers. So 4-2 day, and we're up. And it's a good time to be up right now. We'll take days like that any day of the week. And look, NASCAR is a lot of fun. I know people bet NASCAR once, right? They bet the Daytona 500 and that's it. I do bet NASCAR. I bet NASCAR. I bet golf. I mean, the thing that I try to make this podcast, what I want to make this podcast, is open to as many people as possible. So some people like NBA. Some people like college basketball. Some people like the NHL. And some people are just getting turned on to betting hockey or NASCAR or golf. Maybe they're just a football bettor. And hey, I don't really bet much outside of football season, but yeah, I'll give it a try. Well, hopefully you're having fun, because this week it's been a lot of fun. January was horrible. All right. So we got to February, we turned the calendar, and then we turned things around. So that's the ebb and flow of the ups and downs of how we are here. I want to mention real quick here before we get to the picks today, I got 3 NHL picks and 1 NBA pick. Not a huge heavy night for us, but 2 units in play. So typical night for a Monday. But I mentioned yesterday in the podcast that say, hey, if there's women out there who are listening to the Daily Juice, I would love to hear from you, because I think it's cool to hear. And 3 different women reached out to me on DM. One actually lives in Walpole, Massachusetts, which is near where I live, where I'm from in Massachusetts. So that was really cool. They DM'd me saying, hey, we listen. One of them showed me a T-shirt they already had purchased, a Daily Juice long sleeve T-shirt that they have. So really cool. Like, that was awesome to see that, like, in my home city. Home state of Boston, to have a woman who listens consistently and enjoys everything going on. She's in the Discord chat on top of that. So that's really, really cool. So just a very fun, very cool experience to see that. So we want to welcome it to as many people as possible. We want to be as broad as possible, as big of a tent as we can possibly build for this thing. And the more, the better. The more people involved in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, the better, right? So really, really cool stuff. So welcome. Turn your brother, sister, mother, friend, son, daughter, if they're 21, on to this podcast, because we would love to have you. We'd love to hear from you. And we'd love to build even a bigger community that we've built here in just 7-8 short months. All right, let me tell you about the BetMGM offer. You guys, have you taken advantage of it yet? Because it's a $600 risk-free first bet from BetMGM with the promo code JUICE100. It is for those of you who are in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. You must be physically located in those states when you get the account. and use that promo code JUICE100 to take advantage of it. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. All right, so let's get to hockey here. And three plays in hockey, one play in the NBA today on a Monday. So not a huge slate, but hockey's been good. This is going to be something unique. I don't normally do this because if I see the game wrong, it could kind of tank the entire night. But I want to talk here about Tampa Bay at home taking on the Florida Panthers. Now, Florida has a pretty good record, but Florida up against Tampa, eh. So they didn't have Steven Stamkos when these two teams played 2 days ago or 2 games ago, and Florida won the game. Okay. And it was a little bit of a shocker. You're like, wow, Florida beat Tampa 5-2. Like, wow, where did that come from? And then Tampa turned around yesterday, or on Saturday rather, and they won the game 6-1, which is more like it, right? You, with the goaltending, you know, you don't think Vasilevskiy's going to have a bad game. Bobrovsky's a very good goaltender as well for Florida. They're 3-0-1 on the road, which is really interesting for the Florida Panthers. But Tampa is 6-0-0 at home. They are 10-2-1 overall, and these are just offenses that score, all right? Just straight-up offenses that put the puck in the net. So I was going through some historical data here between these two teams, and I'm not saying that trends tell us everything, but they just played recently, and Florida's offense has been pretty good. So if you look at the way Florida is scoring over 3 goals a game, Tampa is scoring nearly 4 goals a game, Florida is giving up nearly 3 goals a game, while Tampa's only giving up 2 goals per game, which is pretty good, right? So this is the third game in a row between these two teams. 5-2, the win for the Florida Panthers. 6-1, the win for the Tampa Bay Lightning. That's 7 goals and 7 goals, okay? The total is set for 5.5 for tonight. The only thing I can think of about that total being set for 5.5 is they're expecting these teams to know each other better, and then the defenses play better, and then we don't see 6 goals being scored. But I'm betting the over. It's juiced to minus 130. That's the best price I could find on it here in Vegas. But I mean, that to me is the, I mean, what am I missing here? I one of the things I try to do when I'm going right, I try not to overthink it too much and like look at the numbers and look at what's happening and kind of go, okay, I'm not going to overthink this. Over 5.5. Both offenses score. We know Florida gives up goals. And we know Tampa, when they've got Stamkos and Brandon Point and what they, I mean, they're just, the, you know, the one of the most explosive offenses in the NHL, and they're at home and they got a team that's in second place in their division. So they know they want to play hard and they want to get a win. First bet over 5.5 goals, minus 130. And then I have a second bet for a half a unit. So we're going to have a full unit committed to this game, but I'm going to bet Tampa Bay on the puck line here. I just, they're at home. I think Florida gives up a bunch of goals. I think this is a 4-2 win for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Kind of playing it out, I think Tampa wins 4-2. So I'm going to push my luck here a little bit with these next two bets. I think the over 5.5 is really likely to hit, but Tampa on the puck line is a little bit of a cover. And so maybe Tampa at plus 150, they win 3-1. And so we cover there, and we cover with plus money at plus 150. Or maybe I'm wrong. And the over hits and Tampa loses. So then we're covered a little bit there to make up for it. It's minus 130, but we're making up for it a little bit because we go over, but the Panthers wind up winning the hockey game. So one unit in play for one game, Tampa Bay, Florida, over 5.5 goals, minus 130, and the puck line for Tampa Bay at plus 150, both those bets at a half a unit. One more bet to make in the NHL. And this, well, really these next two bets are just kind of running with what we've been doing. You guys know I'm fading Vancouver and Ottawa kind of at every single turn. The Calgary Flames are on the road at the Vancouver Canucks, but Vancouver's a bad hockey team. They just are. It's again, I'm not going to really overthink this. Yes, they're at home. Yes, betting against teams at home hasn't been great. Okay. Hasn't been exactly the most successful thing to do in the NHL this year. And while at home, maybe Vancouver plays better than they have, but I just don't think Vancouver's very, very good here. Calgary's played decent this season. They're 7-6-1, 3-4-1 on the road, but I mean, Vancouver is 5-3 at home. I guess that's the one thing you can say, but they're 7-11, and the Vancouver Canucks won the last game 3-1. So first game won by Calgary 3-1. Second game, Vancouver wins 3-1. Let's go with the zigzag theory and Calgary wins. However, I'm going to parlay this. I'm going to go back to my little two-leg parlay, moneyline parlay. Toronto is at home against the Ottawa Senators. They are minus 295, minus 300 favorites right now, okay? Basically, you're paying $3 to bet the money line for Toronto, one of the best teams in the NHL, against probably the worst team in the NHL in the Ottawa Senators. And I know Ottawa has played better of late. And people are going to say, wait, Matt, hold on a second. Look what Ottawa's done. They appear to be turning the corner a little bit. Maybe they're playing better. Maybe they're not. They're on kind of a hot streak here, but they're still 3-12-1, okay? Yes, they beat the Winnipeg Jets in their last game, 2-1. Okay. But before that, they were losing to everyone, including this Maple Leafs team and you know, Montreal and everybody else. Toronto's at home. I just need a win. That's all that I need. Just a win. And I get plus 130 odds on this. Okay. You can shop around and find different odds on this, but half a unit. We're running well. We're running hot. We got a little extra money in the bankroll. I feel like we can be a little bit aggressive here and do things maybe a little bit that are dangerous. Toronto, Calgary, moneyline parlay, half a unit for plus 130. One more bet to tell you about in the NBA, and you guys can already know, just look at the schedule. You know where I'm going with this, okay? Until the Utah Jazz lose, I'm not betting against them. Utah Jazz at William Hill, -6.5 or -110 at home against the Philadelphia 76ers. We can run through all the numbers if you want, but Philly hasn't been looking great, and they suffered their second straight loss in four games of this road trip, last time out against the Suns. You know, the Sixers were 18-9 going into this, and I don't know. I mean, I feel like West Coast road trips are difficult as is, and I think Philly's getting a little taste of what it's going to be like if they make the NBA Finals, because the Western Conference just is a lot better. This number's climbing. I got it at 6.5. I'm assuming by the time you guys listen to this, it may be 7, 7.5. But I mean, I don't know how you bet against this team from Utah, given what they have done recently against the number. They're the best team against the spread. They're the best team record wise in the NBA. And I mean, it's just, how in the world do you bet against them? I mean, how in the world do you fade this team given the run that they're on currently? They've covered six straight games. For six straight games they've covered, and we've been on a couple of them. I mean, we were on Milwaukee, we were on Miami, we were on the over with the Boston game. I'm going to lay the 6.5 here and just say, okay, they win, and they win convincingly. Philly is not playing well. Philly has covered only two times in their last six games. And, you know, they beat Sacramento and then lost to Portland, didn't cover, lost to Phoenix, didn't cover. And now here they are on the road against the Utah Jazz, the hottest team in the NBA. And when Utah's at home, I don't know how you're betting against Utah. So half a unit, taking that other half a unit, Utah -6.5 at home against Philly. All these runs might end, and eventually they will end. And the world's going to be on Utah today, okay? The public's going to be on Utah. Everyone's going to be on Utah. Philly probably plays their guts out and wins. But I just have a principle where I bet these runs until it kicks us off. We did it with Drake. Yes, eventually we'll lose and then we'll go back. But right now at 26-1 against the spread, are you kidding me? Like what? Yes, we're betting Utah -6.5 tonight at home against the Philadelphia 76ers. And maybe it blows up in our face. Who knows? But maybe Embiid doesn't play. You never know with this team with Philadelphia. So Utah's too good to fade, taking the Jazz -6.5. Okay, so four plays, half a unit each. Tampa Bay, Florida, over 5.5 goals at -130. Puck line, Tampa Bay against Florida, +150. Toronto, Calgary, money line parlay at +130, half a unit. And Utah -6.5 at home against the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. Those are the plays for us on our 27-13 run off of a 4-2 Sunday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt every single morning. You guys know where you'll find this podcast, on your favorite podcast platform and now on YouTube. It's The Daily Juice, brought to you by BetMGM, right here on BettingPros.com.